I will always be born and bred Tasmanian, but I definitely feel like Brisbane is my home now. I miss people back in Tassie, and I honestly haven't visited much. I've been back in 6 years for two nights, so it hasn't been much. But I do miss things, but I really love living up here now.
Ariane Titmus is our guest this morning and, of course, preparing for the Tokyo Olympics. Ariane, there's been some questions about the health of your shoulder of recent times. How is your prep coming along?
Yeah, you know, my shoulder's been a bit of a pain. Since December, I went into race at States and I had something kind of a bit of a niggle come up, and I've been dealing with that. But the past, you know, month or so, even a bit longer, I've been really managing it quite well, and I've got some great work in. And I had a race at a local meet on the weekend just to see where I was at, and it was more of a training run. Like, I wasn't going out there to do great times. I was going out there to do my races in a different way and see if I still kind of had that racing mentality in me. And the things, you know, worked out really well, so that was great, and I kind of know a bit more where I'm at the moment. But in terms of my shoulder, as long as I keep managing it as best as I can, it will definitely hold up and be great to go leading into Tokyo.
Ariane, can you tell us about the emotional journey that you've been on, thinking, assuming, middle of last year, that's what all the training, the sort of the denial of the fun, the hard work was for, then finding it delayed 12 months, the uncertainty that there would even be an Olympics this year and so on. Just talk us through that emotional journey and how you've been handling it.
Yeah, at the time, it's pretty much to the year next week that we got called off at training, that we weren't allowed to train anymore. And I remember the day very clearly. That morning was when we had a meeting at the pool, and our coach, Dean, said, look, I feel like the Olympics is going to happen. Like, it's going to be the hope of 2020, like the one thing that's going to kind of like bring the world together. And we all kind of got positive about it. And then that afternoon, I woke up from my nap and I just had like so many messages. And it was the fact that the AOC had pulled out of the games, but the games were still technically on at that time. And then training got called off. And that day was such a whirlwind. Like, I didn't really let it sink in. I kind of prepared as if training was still on. I did everything like normal until we got the phone call that training was off. And that's when I kind of realized everything was real. And I honestly cried for the rest of the day, and for the rest of the week I was pretty upset. It was something that was really hard to let sink in. I mean, this is supposed to be my first Olympics, and for an Olympic cycle, you don't just prepare the year out for the Olympics. You know, I've been preparing for this for the past 3 or 4 years, and I've timed everything leading up to what was supposed to be the games last year. So for that completely to be all shut down within a day was a massive shock to the system. And I think the biggest thing that was hard was the fact that, you know, as an athlete, you have such a routine life, and so that could be completely changed. And, you know, you wake up in the morning without an alarm and it's like, what do I do? And because we were in lockdown, it was hard to try and find things to do as well. So that was tricky. But eventually, you know, once it was announced that the Olympics would be postponed and not cancelled, I think a lot of people got a lot of hope from that, as did I, and I tried to keep myself in the best shape as I could while I was out of the water. And then when we got back, it was kind of like, you know, it's on. Like, so I think that really kept us all motivated to train. And now it kind of feels like that year hadn't even been, and we're kind of in the same position as we are.
So how many months are we out now? March, so we've got 3 months to go until the Olympic Games?
A bit over. So they're at the end of July.
4 and a bit months. What phase of your training does that put you in right now?
So at the moment, we're kind of in more, pretty much March, April, May is the really tough block, like the really specific stuff and the really time pressure, you know, to hit your times in training, that type of work. So as much as it is physically demanding, it's also mentally demanding to have to get up and try and hit your times at training. I mean, in like an aerobic block of training, it's just tough. Like, you just go in and it's tough and it's swimming there, but there's not much pressure to hit your times. Whereas now, everyone's trying to get everything together to be able to hit times to be able to race they want to the race they want to, the way they want to race. So we're kind of in that phase at the moment, and I definitely find it the trickiest stage. I mean, it kind of sets you up to race, and if you don't get it right, then it might ruin your whole prep. So, yeah, it's really important.
How much of the training that you do happens outside of the pool these days, in the gym or somewhere else?
Quite a bit. I mean, you know, I do 3 sessions in the gym doing weights a week, and then I do bike, like a bit of spin bike, lots of core, you know, a bit of like dry land movement kind of stuff. I like it because it also switches it up. Like swimming can be quite a repetitive thing. So it's nice to do stuff outside of the pool. But I think that those other movements and those other exercises kind of adds the training in the pool, and I think it really helps me.
Ariane Titmus is our guest this morning on Mornings Around Tasmania. Ariane, how many kilometres are you swimming a week at the moment?
I'm a middle distance swimmer, so I swim from 200 to 800, and I'm clocking around 60 to 65 a week, so a bit. Not as much as, like, the open water swimmers. Like, some of them will definitely get up to, like, 80, 90K a week. But, yeah, like, quite a bit. It's tough.
It's amazing. 60 to 65 kilometres a week. Most people listening, very few people listening would run that far in a week, and most people would barely walk it. It's amazing to think that that's what you're chewing up in the pool. And as you say, under pressure now to hit times as you do all of that. Can you talk about your ambitions and how you've set your goals for the Olympics? Obviously, people talk about you and Katie Ledecky in the same sentence. Can you talk about your ambitions for this Olympic Games?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, leading into my first Olympics, my goal has always been, since I was a little girl, to, you know, become Olympic champion or go to the Olympics and represent my country. So, of course, that's in the front of my mind going into my first Games. But then there's other things that I want to achieve. Like, I want to be able to put my races together the way I want to and the way that I've trained to. So there's other goals like that, but I think to achieve that one big goal of, you know, hopefully winning an Olympic gold medal, there's lots of other little goals that I try and set in training every day that I have to try and hit that will help me get there. And I think I am quite a big goal setter. I think it really helps me. I write down my goals. I always think about them. And I think if you haven't got that in the front of your mind, it's definitely hard to achieve them because it's kind of like you're training with no purpose.
And so is win Olympic gold written somewhere on that page?
There's definitely, you know, I want to become one day an Olympic champion. You know, I don't know if it's going to happen this Olympics or the next Olympics, but, you know, it's definitely something I want to achieve. But, yeah, all my goals are written down.
I was watching the 2019 race that you had against Katie Ledecky, and honestly, with 80 metres to go, I thought to myself, oh, I must be watching the wrong race. I'd better go find the right race.
Titmus is closing in on Ledecky. She goes up on level turns. Titmus will take this out, I reckon. Titmus, the 18-year-old Australian, is storming home, and this is going to be an almighty upset. Titmus will take the gold medal.
You came back from, I don't know, maybe you dropped back a few feet and then stormed home for the win. Do you know how Katie Ledecky has been going through COVID? Because her country has had a lot more challenges than ours, which, if it's affected your preparation, must have affected other countries' Olympians to an even greater extent.
Yeah, I mean, people in the countries where COVID hit them really hard, it definitely would have been a tough scenario for them to get through. Honestly, I don't know how Katie is going, and I don't know how many of my other competitors have gone across the world, but all I can do is control what I can do and rock up to the Olympics knowing that I've done everything I can and hope that that's good enough to, you know, get on the podium, do a best time, and yeah, that's the mentality that I have.
On Mornings Around Tasmania, Ariane Titmus is our guest this morning. Ariane, and I don't know if he tells you this, but your dad does quite a few interviews on the Mornings program and indeed around the ABC in Tasmania and talks about you very proudly. We understand that dads, mums, family won't be able to go to Tokyo this Olympic Games. How's Steve holding up?
I mean, I think they're okay. You know, I think it was also something that we knew might happen. But they have plans on like how to watch it here and, you know, hang out with other parents. And I think that's something good for them, kind of to keep that vibe that they would have had, you know, if they were at the Olympics. But I just think that the most important thing for me, and I'm sure for every other athlete, you know, wanting to be in Tokyo, is to actually get there and race. And if it means that we can't have, you know, our family there or crowds, then that's just what we have to put up with.
We'll be able to watch it here at home. Is your ambition still to compete in the 200, 400 and 800 in the freestyle?
Yeah, definitely those three events, and hopefully add the 4x2 relay to that. We've got a really great group of girls in that event at the moment. It's, you know, super strong in our country with great depth. So that relay team will be, I think, pretty tough to beat.
Ariane, it's been lovely to talk to you this morning. Thank you for being so generous with your time. Good luck through the next nasty block of training is part of the lead up to any Olympic Games. When does the taper get to begin, Ariane?
Not for a long while. I mean, we've got Olympic trials in the middle of June, and I'm not sure how much I'll rest for that. I think I'll try and hold off as much as I can and just do my big taper leading into the Games. So that's only 2 weeks out from racing, so I've still got a lot of work to do before then.